A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your Dingy Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the member of LICART, Honourable Warren Inch, and talk about safe places for Cairns women and children escaping violence. Very important conversation on the line. Warren, good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed, my friend, and it's great to hear from you. Even just talking to you, I can feel the warmth.
Yes.
Here I am in Canberra. It's been down to minus six. Well, talking to you on the phone, you know, as a Cloncurry boy.
Well, I'm your woolly jumper. I'm your woolly jumper. Keep you warm, brother. Look, a very important conversation, safe places for Cairns women and children escaping violence. When you look at domestic violence and, sadly, the fatality, but the threat that our children and women are in, we need to keep them safe.
Oh, look, absolutely. And, you know, we've put quite a bit of money into this in the past, but this is a more recent one. There was a $1.8 million that's been given to Access Community Housing. They're basically what they're doing will be building another 5 3-bedroom units. Mm. The last complex that they built, I had the opportunity of going through it in the sea, without identifying where it is.
Yes.
I mean, it's important that we don't do that.
Exactly.
But the last one was just magic. There was 2 and 3-bedroom apartments, so that, you know, women escaping domestic violence had somewhere safe. Mm-hmm. That they could go and protect their families. And, you know, it's a sad situation.
It is.
Trev, when we've got to go to this extent. But at the end of the day, they've got to have somewhere, you know, we've got to make sure there are places that they can go to. And unfortunately, you know, there's such a huge need for this at the moment.
Yeah, and you can't put a cost on it. Money's got no dramas with the situation. It's an investment, and it's for the protection of our women and children.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of them, sadly, at the moment, you know, what they're saying here is that they're estimating just on this one alone, you're looking at about 46 women and kids.
Yes.
Each year will be, and this is just for this complex. We have a similar one that we've done recently, which is probably going to have that number. And I mean, this just shows you the need that we have within this our community to do that. And I think as men also, we have to acknowledge
exactly.
this, and we have to be setting ourselves as role models and step up and say, well, this is just not acceptable.
Mm.
And you know, we've got to be seen, we've got to be making sure we stand out and speak out and say, look, you know, no matter how you look at this, it's just totally unacceptable, and we've got to have an obligation to protect our women and our children.
Exactly. So when we're looking at the completion for this accommodation?
Knowing Access Housing, they'll move very, very quickly. I would hope, you know, that they'll have this back online within 12 months. I would
yes.
hope that's the case. You know, they just got to get the approvals for it and get the money. The money's not going to be an issue now. But knowing Access Housing and the fabulous work that they do, they'll move very, very quickly on this, because there is no doubt about it. There's a very serious need.
Yes. And how have you been travelling? What other portfolios and projects you got at the table, Mr. Warren Inch?
Well, where do we start?
Yes.
I mean, first of all, I walked in on Monday in Canberra, minus six. Minus six.
And that's why you live in Cairns, far north Queensland.
That's why I live up here. We can't appreciate it. But look, I've been pretty busy down here, and there's been quite a significant Indigenous focus.
Yes.
I've had, for the last couple of days, we've had TICO, this is all your Torres Strait Island and Cape York mayors.
Okay, yes.
Down here, there's 13 of them in the group.
Yeah.
Including Mornington Island, but all your Cape York mayors and so we've been all coordinating meetings with them for both the opposition and for government.
Mm-hmm.
They had I sat in today on a very, very positive meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, and it was fantastic. I mean, it's been a bit disruptive down here. You hear the bells ringing, and you've got to go to, which he had to do.
Like herding up, rounding up cattle.
Yeah, well, look, he was a little bit late when he came back in after it, after he had his office people standing, sitting there talking with him. But when he came in, of course, he was getting close to his next appointment. And look, he just said to his office, cancel it all. I want to stay with these guys. It was, and they really, really appreciated it.
Yes.
And, you know, they talked about issues in relation to the financial grants assistance for councils, airports, the support for airports, that they have their roads to recovery and how they need to change things differently, particularly for remote communities, in not only Indigenous communities, but also likes of Cook Shire.
Yes.
And so it was an amazingly productive meeting. He got a good briefing on some of the issues that are being faced at the moment by Mornington Shire, and he was somewhat taken aback when he was told, one of them was saying that the last avocado that they bought in their community cost them $12.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You know, so look, it was very, very positive. And he said to me after, he was very keen to get up to some of these again, and so I'm looking forward to
that.
Well,
that's the other thing too, is having a person of that calibre to go to community so he can see front and centre, you know, the situation on the ground.
Oh, look, it is. It's very, very important that we do that. I also spoke in the Parliament the other day about the value of our... Of Indigenous tourism,
yes.
and you know, in relation to culture, country, art, and history, you know, very unique. And I was talking about, you know, boasting, I guess, about what we're doing at the Mossman Gorge.
Yes.
Well, I went from, you know, like the Mossman Gorge community, the Gap Tutui Cultural Centre up in the Thursday Island. You've got the Karanda Discovery Centre. You've got the Quinkin Rock Arts up at Laura.
Mm.
And let's not forget, I mean, while Jabakai has been shut down for a while COVID.
Yep.
I'm hoping that very shortly that they'll be back in operational again.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But, and you know, when you have a look at the, you know, the Daintree Discovery Centre, which is absolutely amazing, what's happening there. People are wanting to see these type of experiences now, and wanting to be part of, you know, to be part of them, to immerse themselves in genuine products.
Well, exactly.
And
look, I'll jump on the bandwagon there as well. Hats off to Experience Co., which I work closely with in regard to their Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel product, a private company that's gave a boat for Indigenous tourism as such, and they want to turn that boat into a black boat, black skippers, black dive masters, black marine biologists, and all the above. And the young Indigenous guys working on board that boat, guys and girls, we're all working closely with the four traditional owners, Land and Sea Country, and it's a beautiful fit and equation regarding tourism, Indigenous tourism.
Well, I've been on there with you, my friend.
Yes.
And yes, it's been an amazing transition there. And you know, when you talk to those young ones on that vessel, those young Indigenous people on that vessel, the pride that they have in what they are doing and what they have actually created. You know, there are quite a lot of diving experiences and ocean-going experiences in Kent. But what they are providing is something that is amazingly unique.
Exactly.
And when you speak to those about their country, about their sea country, about those experiences, etc.
And getting their tickets for their coxswains and all the above, dive masters.
Absolutely, or a dive master or whatever, you know, and it means that they can step anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
And they've got the qualifications to take a job of their choosing.
Yeah, beautiful. So very robust conversation when we're talking about Indigenous tourism and Cairns, Far North Queensland, being one of our biggest industries, very important to invest in.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons I was talking about particularly, I mean, there's lots of things that come out in the budget, but one that particularly took my eye, and the reason that I was talking about Indigenous tourism in my area, there's another $40 million towards, has been put in towards establishing an Indigenous tourism fund. Now, there are four elements to that Indigenous tourist fund, you know, looking at... $12 million for tourism grants for businesses, so any Indigenous businesses are wanting to come out of this. There's another $10 million there for Indigenous tourism mentoring programs, another $17 million there for strategic tourism Indigenous projects, and also, which is important, $1 million towards a national Indigenous Tourism Advisory Group. Now, this is a way you can compare right across the country.
Yes.
And so it's good to see there's something specific on that, because
sure.
I can tell you now, when people come visiting our regions, one of the key things that they're looking for is having that Indigenous experience.
Exactly.
And I think we've got to make sure, well, we are with the product, that, and this is the reason I was talking, the products that we have are world class, and I think it's important that we're able to help to build on that capacity.
Yeah, look, beautiful. Thank you very much for the chat. Very important.
Just
top
a
of the.
Quick one before
yes,
you go, to,
yes, go ahead.
A big shout out to Gavin Singleton and his
team. Oh, yes.
Let me tell you, you know, I mean, this is.
You're a Ganji boy.
The Yirrkanji boys and their ranger program.
Yes.
They have, over time, built themselves up to a point where they are considered to be absolute best practice.
Leaders.
Now, in being best practice, they have been rewarded by being able to get their own boat.
Beautiful.
Now, it is almost completed. Gavin's been sending me through photos
yes.
of it as it's being built. It's a very large rib, but it's been designed specifically for them for their Ranger program. And my understanding from Gavin is they will be cracking something over the bow as they launch that vessel.
Yes.
Possibly this month.
Beautiful.
But what it shows is that this is best practice, and I
yes.
would hope that other ranger groups just have a look, take a leaf out of what Gavin and his team have done,
yep.
build themselves up to best practice, and I think as a reward for that best practice, each one that, as they achieve it, should get their own boat.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Amazing, mate. It's amazing.
They should name an Australian Olympic sporting team after them. You take care, Warren.
Okay, Drew. All the best, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with a member of LICART, Honourable Warren Inch, and talking about Indigenous tourism, but top of the conversation, very important conversation, safe places for Cairns women and children escaping violence. Over $1 million has been invested in that space, and 46 accommodation places protecting our women and our children. So it's great to see the man doing his job and working for LICART and looking after First Nation people. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Listen up. Kobe Rap, MC Mooks, Black Fire Entertainment. My flag, yes, always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be rapping my country. My flag, yes, always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be rapping my country. It's red, black and yellow, yeah, that's my flag, bruvs. Hate it or love it, I'll raise my flag up. We about to come up in dozens of it and mad, but just because you done jail time, you think you bad, huh? It's kinda funny how some people lack. Looking like dummies, no knowledge is what you people lack. Aboriginals coming, so where my people lack? If we keep it 100, you can't compete with that. Stuff you gotta rap, I do this for my mum and dad. My daughter, my two sisters, and my pop and dad. My nieces and nephews, I can't stop at that. 11 brothers, different mothers, yeah, they've got my back. I've got a couple day oneers I've known, since to young and real ones and never turned their back. Yeah, I love them now, it's time we crush them and show you what I'm about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, that's my flag. Yeah, it's always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be repping my country, my flag. Yeah, it's always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be repping my country.
You brush the black, yeah. Talk up and get smacked down when my brother's up on his track. Now black is the color of the skin, the color of the night, the color of me in the wrong, now I'm in the right. Yellow's what they call me, cause I got the lighter skin, but a yellow hello, just to get the brothers in. For my rellos, rellos, yeah, you know my love is here. But I rap for my country, cause I'll always be my kid. Red rum, the red roars, the blood of a soul. Red sunsets, and when it's going down for sure, make me mad and I'll leave you red blood on the floor. I bleed for my people, red blood to the core. Black, yellow, red, yeah, you heard what I said. If you starting on my mob, I'll take it up. Don't forget, black history to this country, got a man step. Black, yellow, red, off the shirt of it, I guess.
My flag, yeah, it's always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be rapping my country. My flag, yeah, it's always red, black and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always Kobe Rap, MC Mooks,
Black Folly Entertainment.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember
the day. A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, IBM has announced a new partnership with Indigenous charity, Burriyomal, to support and drive Indigenous entrepreneurship in the technology sector. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dean Foley, Burriyomal's founder and CEO. On the line, my brother, very good morning, Dean. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, brother. It's going good, thanks. Thanks for having me on your show again. It's always good to have a yarn.
Have a yarn, always good. Brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, Kamilaroi, rural New South Wales, in Gunnedah.
Good, beautiful. Nah, fantastic. Now, brother, when we're talking entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs, they are persistent, consistent. They keep knocking on doors and we will until, is what I'm thinking. And now you have a beautiful partnership with IBM. So tell us about this partnership and we can drive Indigenous businesses, entrepreneurship, into the technology sector.
Yeah, so it's a 12-month partnership. Baby steps, and hopefully at the end of it we can get a lot more support from the big corporates and all their resources to have a bigger impact in community. But basically they're going to help out, you know, with our accelerator programs that support First Nations entrepreneurs, and they've also got a whole bunch of, you know, other resources where they're looking to help mob. For example, they're hosting a lunch and learn session.
Nice.
Looking to better understand the tech industry and what it means and where the opportunities, and participants will have a chance to get that technical advice from IBM employees, professionals, guidance on their potential business models and market information on what they're trying to do with their business venture. They also have IBM Skills, which is a free online platform, which helps people upskill and, you know, hopefully become successful in the career you're looking to go through. You can also browse like thousands of different courses that IBM have developed or the potential partners. They have a ton of other resources on there. So, yeah, free online courses, programs, and you also get credentials available on their platform.
Look, it's I'm thinking of a phrase. When you see a turtle sitting on top of a pole, always remember they've got there by itself. So it is a team effort in regard to, you know, entrepreneurship. And now teaming up with IBM, it's a great partnership for both parties. It will invest into Indigenous entrepreneurship. And we need more Black successes in the business world in this country.
Yeah, 100%. You articulate it so much better than me. But
shut up.
But, you know, we just had, you know, Reconciliation Week.
We did.
Finishing up, and, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't want to be negative, but, you know, a lot of business leaders, you know, speaking about reconciliation and First Nations people, and, you know, but the best way to, you know, make up for past mistakes is, you know, through action and
heartfelt. It's not just a word, is it?
Exactly. More than a word. So, simply saying sorry is a, you know, good first step, but, you know, time and effort should be given. So, you know, this, you know, partnership with the IBM Australia, it's a good step in the right direction, but, you know, the big corporates have a lot of resources and expertise that can help the community. So, you know, hopefully it's all moving in the right direction and bigger and better things in the future.
Exactly. When you look at the sector technology, the partnership with IBM, it can talk about moving forward also in the AI, the artificial intelligence, as well as cloud technologies, yes?
Oh, sorry. There's another call coming in.
Is that right? How dare they? They can see that you and I are talking. Yeah, so I'm talking about the technology sector, and where IBM has seen vision to helping First Nation people, entrepreneurs, in the artificial intelligence sector, AI, and also cloud technologies as well, shaping the future.
Yeah, those are two big ones. So IBM, the global conglomerate and massive organization that it is, used to be trying to do everything and be everywhere. But the new CEO wants to focus moving forward with artificial intelligence, AI, and cloud technologies, and really focus and grow their business models through there. And they want to help out where they can. With people in those focus areas, which are massive moving forward. Obviously, AI has the potential to, do a lot of good things and potentially bad things. If you watch Terminator.
yes, exactly.
So, the more mob that get involved with that, potentially better, hopefully, influence the code and programming that goes into the machines and, creates good robots into the bad ones. But cloud technologies, just like the internet, it's just, simple terminology. I guess the cloud is like the land and, we can build and do a lot of cool stuff. So a part of that partnership is we've been, certified for the IBM Accelerator Partnership, which gives hundreds of thousands of dollars of free cloud credits, technology mentoring and all that kind of stuff. Instead of going to the IBM Accelerator, since we're a partner, they can go through our programs. And if it's a tech business, they get qualified for all the perks and our benefits to the IBM Accelerator, which is really cool.
Well, that builds a strong foundation for Indigenous entrepreneurship in the technology sector, yes.
100%. And those, subscriptions and the cloud hosting and that kind of stuff can, be quite expensive, especially, for First Nations people, that most of us don't have a whole bunch of capital just at our own businesses, access to finances. One of the biggest challenges we face. So it's good to, have those resources available and being able to access to quick start things.
Fantastic. My brother, thank you very much for your yarn. I think it's fantastic. And moving forward, kicking goals, and you holding the reins there is so fantastic in regard to moving forward, my brother. And we'll keep a close eye on that. Send me a text, see how you're traveling, and we'll be in touch, eh?
Definitely, keep in touch. Thanks, brother Trevor, and thanks for having me on your show again. I really appreciate it.
All the best, Dean. We'll talk soon, brother. Take care.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Dean Foley, Burra Yamal's founder and CEO, and talking about the partnership with IBM, helping Indigenous Australia in the Indigenous entrepreneurship in the technology sector. So fantastic. 60,000 years operating on planet Earth, and 60,000 more with technology at our fingertips, and helping tell our stories and deliver our culture to the world. Fantastic. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
To the eldest living culture in the world, a living, breathing reflection of a nature wild, beautiful beyond measure, love every treasure, a mother, a lover like no other, brother, full of love and affection, direction, perfection, did not forget to mention that complexion, yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it, don't conceal it, open up your heart and let it steal it. Hell yeah, she's a dreamtime princess, hell yeah, I'm just a witness. She's a dreamtime princess. She's a dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness.
She's a dream time princess.
We turning around, making a sound, stomping the ground, filling up our spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just the reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land above we belong. It's time to stay strong. Come on!
She's a dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness. She's a dreamtime princess. She's a dreamtime princess.
A message from Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council.
Hey, Witch Rayu Mob, it's Clara. Did you know smoking during pregnancy is not good for you and your bub? For support to quit, contact your local health service or call Quitline on 137848 or speak to us at Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council. Our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
What get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Music is the medicine. These beats got us out of control. Dance around like you never get old. Breaking and popping on my boys, pop locking. Got us feeling like we out of this world. Greet your mask, get the young one, ballet, like a goring. Go hard, never lay back, lay back. Too real, can't fake that, fake that. Smile for the gram, like take that, take that. Shout out to the OGs, like way back, way back. You got stage fright? No problem. You got neck brace? No problem. You got two left feet, can't catch that beat. Take a deep breath, cause I got this, yo. No problem. You got two left feet, can't catch that beat. Take a deep breath, cause I got this, yo.
Be free on mine. If you're driven for the vision, then I'm down to ride. Whether be drop, damn me, you'll find. And we still in the city, but the crowd going wild. Yeah, keep it banging through the system. Light it up, start it up like an engine. Bars on lock, put the music freedom. And the booty drum, go put up a bump bump. Hey, okay, yeah, come. I give you some of this, make it jump. Do it just to do it, and I do it till it's done. Connect with the sound, people over income. That's team, that's squad, get the picture. That's us, that's mob. If you with us, just be, yeah, the queen is in the building. Correct if you're knocking at the kingdom, yeah.
Okay, is it with us? Yeah, okay, is it with us?
Jazz B, yeah, the queen is in the building. You better come correct if you're knocking at the kingdom.
name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's your Dingy Country, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, the world we live in at the moment, it is upside down regarding the pandemic and regarding people who are not in touch and regarding their immunisation or seeking information. Well, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Dr. Andrew Rochford and talk about having your finger on the pulse, so to speak. Doctor, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for coming to the program. How to find your immunisation information. So bring us up to speed in helping Australians, especially First Nation people, regarding information about immunisation, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we all understand just how important immunisations are, and even more so now with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. And so basically what that means is that, you know, we need to be up to date with exactly when we get those immunisations and how to access that information. So the My Health Record is your online digital record. It's yours, and you can get linked up to your My Health Record using your MyGov account.
Yes.
But within that My Health Record is all your immunisation information, and recent upgrades to that record have a nice consolidated view, so you can see all that immunisation information in one place. You can share that, you can review that, and be able to keep up with your immunisation.
Look, it just also explains your it keeps you, keeps everything on track in regard and where your health is at. Like, we don't want people to have double dosage, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only is the My Health Record good for that to do with immunisations and also finding out, especially with COVID-19, who's eligible to get their immunisation right now. And obviously for First Nations people, they're, you know, encouraging them to get that COVID-19 vaccination as soon as possible. But also for other members of the community, you know, there's different phases. And just trying to figure out whether some of your pre-existing medical conditions put you in the place where you might be eligible for that vaccine. And all that information in your My Health Record, whether it's past medications you might be on, whether you've got any allergies to certain medications, any of that past medical history, very important for your healthcare professionals to be able to make good decisions about your health, including that immunisation.
And My Health Records, they're all, of course, confidential?
Absolutely. The privacy of your My Health Record, you control that. It's highly protected. Once you go in there, if you keep your contact details up to date within your My Health Record, what that means is you'll get notified every time there's new information going into your My Health Record.
Yes.
So you'll be able to control that, as well as the privacy. So you can decide who within your healthcare team sees what information.
Yes, all right, fantastic. So very important. So how do people, check, who do they need to talk to regarding seeing if it's all up to date, or how do they go about it, Doctor?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to jump onto a website, myhealthrecord.gov.au. It'll have very simple, easy steps for you to get connected up to your My Health Record by connecting your MyGov account.
Yes.
It'll answer some of those frequently asked questions. There's also a phone number on there if you feel like it might be easier to chat to somebody.
Okay.
But that's the best first step, is to jump onto that website and get yourself connected up to your My Health Record.
So easy to use and step-by-step process, so you don't have to feel daunting as such.
Absolutely. And I think, like everything that's new, especially in the digital world, when we first do it, or we haven't done it yet, it does feel a lot more daunting than it actually is. I think you'll find if you jump on there and follow the steps and start having a play around, adding in some information, updating your information within that My Health Record. You can also download some of the apps. There's the Healthy app and the Health Now app. And then you can have that information on your mobile phone as well. And once you start to do it, I think you'll recognise it's meant to make healthcare and looking after yourself easier.
Yes.
And simple.
Well, you've communicated that well, Doctor. Thank you. Thank you so very much. So let the mob know, the listeners are listening. And look, all the best to you. Stay warm, and we'll talk soon, Doctor.
My absolute pleasure, Trevor. You enjoy far north Queensland. I'm very jealous right now.
Take care.
Down south.
Bye-bye, mate. That's Dr. Andrew Rochford, a little bit upset because he's in cold Sydney, rugged up, and, you know, I'm yarning to him from far north Queensland. up here in tropical North Queensland. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, and yarn up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's your dingy country, BBM, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, mob, yarn up strong, too deadly.